Hello.
Oh, hi there, miss. It's Elizabeth, please. Maxwell.
Who's talking? Calling, please.
So it's just Nathan speaking from MMA Legal. We contacted him regards to your inquiry in relation to Scottish redress for being in care.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, okay. Yep. So basically, obviously, as you probably are aware, people who were in care many years ago, unfortunately, were subject to abuse, whether that's a mental, emotional, physical, sexual, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So the Scottish Government have released compensation for people in that sort of criteria. So what we do for you is basically help to claim that back, okay? It
right.
takes around 10 to 15 minutes over the phone, just running through some simple details. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, okay.
Fantastic. So I've got you down as Elizabeth Kelly Maxwell. That is your name, isn't it, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So if I do go quiet at any point, I'm just filling in details, okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, and do you prefer to be called Liz, Beth, what do you prefer to be
Elizabeth.
Called?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, yeah, nice and easy,
mm-hmm.
thank you. So, is this your best contact number?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Can you just confirm your date of birth, please?
It's 11/1/1971.
Yep. 1971, thank you. And then the best email address on the system is showing as ElizabethMaxwellXX1@iCloud.com.
Yeah, I don't really do emails, but that was my daughter
yeah.
that done that for me, and I don't really do emails, so...
Okay, we do obviously sometimes need to send emails out, so if you ever need to get on that, you can get on it, though, yeah?
Well, I'm not very automatic when it comes to computers, so...
No, fair enough. Are you okay with, like, text messages and WhatsApp?
Yeah, text, yeah.
Yeah, we could do things like that as well, okay?
Yep.
So... Right, okay. Let me fill that in there. Right. Is your title Miss or Mrs?
Mrs.
Mrs, yeah, fantastic. Okay. So obviously we will, in the next few minutes, go over some sort of queries, sort of like a statement of what's happened to you. Just for peace of mind, everything is confidential between me, you, and the legal team, okay?
Right.
So anything that's spoken about is confidential to make you feel comfortable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Can I take your current postcode, please, Elizabeth?
It's G50 November,
yep.
November.
November. My nan is actually from Glasgow.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She moved to Manchester when she was about 11, so...
But yeah, they call it Little Glasgow, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of Scottish people in Manchester, to be fair.
Yeah, they call it Little Glasgow.
Right, yeah, it's cool. I don't know if you've heard of, is it Black Hill?
Yeah, I know. I know people down in Manchester, yeah. Well, you talk about Black Hill in Glasgow?
Yeah, that's where she's from, Black Hill in Glasgow.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Black Hill. So
oh,
I
no
did
way. Small world.
Craigmere Street.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been up there to meet family. I've never met the family from Scotland, but quite a few of them moved down to Manchester at the same time.
Yeah,
so
it's a bit
got,
of an
like,
area.
My auntie Kathleen could never understand anything she was saying. Proper strong accent. But my nana, I could understand my nana. My auntie Liz, my auntie was called Elizabeth, actually. My nana's twin. She passed away with cancer, unfortunately. But,
oh, sorry to hear that.
It's okay. It's many years ago. That's like 20 years ago. I was only young. But she was funny. Real character.
Nice. Typical Glaswegian humour.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. She's funny as hell, honestly. What's your door number, sorry, to that address?
The course is 32 and it's 0-2.
So it's 32 and then, what is it?
Right. 32 Turnlaw Street, 02.
Right. Let me just put this to the postcode checker so I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
So you said Golf Fisher.
G50 November, November.
Right, let me find that in the system. It's just been a bit slow. So, Turnlaw Street, yeah?
Yeah.
There we go, found it. Turnlaw Street. Okay. Were you in care with any siblings?
Yeah, I was with my brother Edward.
Yeah, a lot of people did do that, so it's not just you there. So you said 32. What's after 32 in terms of the number again?
The building's number 32, but the house number's 0-2.
0-2. So yeah, the 0-2, is that before 32?
No.
So would it be 0-2, then 32 after it?
Well, when I'm writing anything out, I put 32 Turnwell Street, 0-2. So...
Right, okay, that's fine. That's spot on that. Okay, I'll say that. Okay. You don't have any sort of terminal illnesses or anything like that, no?
Yeah, I've got quite bad mobility. Suffer with mental health. And I've got bad lungs.
So that's kind of like general illnesses, but you're not being told you're going to die in the next year or two or anything like that, hopefully.
No, not quite yet.
That's good to hear, darling. That's good to hear that. Now, they do ask for a beneficiary redress. So what that means is, if you was someone who actually passed away, obviously this is not something anybody hopes for, but if you was to pass away at any point when you're claiming, who would the money go to? It has to be an adult over 18. If you have somebody you'd like it to go to.
Well, I suppose that would be my daughter.
Yeah, what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Robin Galloway.
Is that R-O-B-I-N?
Y-Y-N.
Oh, is it Y-N? Sorry, darling.
No,
and how
fine.
Do you spell the surname? Thank you.
G-A-L-L-O. W-A-Y.
Fantastic, okay. Would you happen to know a mobile number?
2 seconds. She has got middle
names.
Do you need a middle name?
Yeah, we don't really need it, to be honest with you.
Right,
just the phone number is all you. Yeah.
Now hang on, I'll have a wee noise.
Thank you, darling.
Sorry, 2 ticks. Change my glasses so I can see. So,
it's okay.
a mobile number is 07.
Yeah.
537.
537, yeah.
903.
Yeah.
023.
023, spot on. Okay, so I'm going to save that there for you. Okay. Okay, so in terms of the care settings, was there more than one place that you would have stayed? Was it a foster home? Was it a care place? Where was it?
I was in a few different homes. I was also in foster care down in England.
Oh, you was in England as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is I'd like to start with your earliest memory of where you was in terms of care. Was it a foster care? Was it...
It was a children's home.
Okay. Do you remember the name of that children's home?
Yes. It
what
was
is that
called? Murdoch Bank Children's Home.
Murdoch Bank
Children's Home.
Yeah, Children's Home.
And that was in Milgay.
How do you spell that? M-I-L?
M-I-L-N-A-G-A-V-I-E. When you look
M-I-L?
At it, it looks like Milngavie, but it's pronounced Milgay. So I think
I've got it. Let me just check it out, though. Yeah, so obviously some sort of Scottish words don't sound the same when you read them, do they, as well?
Totally different.
Yeah, it's mad. Is it G-A-V-I-E? So I've got a V in there.
A
V? For Victor.
I?
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah. It's okay. Because I put a different letter in there. I thought you said B rather than B. Right, okay. And then, yeah, you know, honestly, yours is quite easy to understand. Some people, like, got really broad Scottish accents, like my auntie Kathleen. I'm like, yep.
Oh, my sister's called Kathleen, funny enough.
Yeah. Well, my nan is called Brenda. You haven't got anyone else called Brenda in your family, have you?
No.
I'm going to say, because we've got Elizabeth, you, my auntie Liz, Kathleen. Yeah. And what, do you remember the date, you went into Murdoch? If you had to guess what year it was.
I think I was maybe 5. So that would be 1976. It could have been earlier,
you know,
but I'm not sure.
Yeah, just a rough estimation is fine. And how long was you there for? Was you there for a year, 5 years?
I think I was there for about maybe 2.5, possibly 3 years.
Okay, so we'll say up to 3 years, so that'll be 1979. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you recall the name of any people from that establishment?
Yes. I can remember the matron. Her name is... It was Mrs. Now, it was either Penderleaf or Prenderleaf.
How would you spell that, would you guess?
Oh, I think it was Penderleaf, so it's P-E-N-D-R-L-I-E-T-H, possibly.
Is that P-E-N-D-R-L-I-T-H?
L-I-E-E-T-H.
L-E-T-H.
Or it might be before the I, I don't know. Not great at spelling.
Yeah, well, that looks more... No, me neither, darling, don't worry. That looks more like a name, to be honest with you. So... I'd say that can be looked into further. You know, it's been a long time. We appreciate you're not going to remember the spelling of it. Any other names from that establishment?
Miss Bunch.
Miss Burns.
Bunch. Bunch.
How are you spelling that one?
B-U-N-C-H.
Ah, right, C-H. Okay, and any other names?
Not really.
Not really, that's fine. Would you say there's others involved in sort of mistreating you? And if you put other people or other carers?
No, it was just the matron.
Yeah, so
Miss Bunn, she didn't mistreat us. But I can remember her name. But it was the matron. But obviously what she said, they had to carry out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll put the name on there anyway.
Yeah.
And we can remove that if need be. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, then sort of going into the second place that you would have moved into, was that a foster care or...?
Right, so what happened then is my aunt and uncle who stayed in Warwick took me and my brother.
Yeah.
They got us out of the home and we went down and lived with them in Warwick. And that went a bit pear-shaped. My brother was sent back to Scotland after a short time.
Okay.
I was then, at a weekend, sent to foster care. The lovely people. But then, after a while of that, I get sent to live in a place called Woolston. Just outside Coventry. Coventry, yeah.
Yeah. Let me just check if it... qualifies for being in England. One second, darling. Let me just check for you. Thank you. Hi there, darling. So, just being England, I'll get an answer for that, but we'll leave it off for now because I don't want to sort of put it in if you don't need to. We can always put that back in at a later stage. So, going back to Scotland after England, was you mistreated at anywhere else?
So when I came back to Scotland, I was in a home in Castlemilk. I think the home was called Downshed. I was only there for about 6 DOWN, then Craig, CRAIGE, then Craig.
Okay. I was only
there maybe about 6 weeks, a short time.
Yeah. But nonetheless, if you've been abused there, you've been abused there, so you can claim for it, you know. What year do you think that was, roughly?
I went there when I was 11.
11. And what's your year of birth?
Hang on. Was I 10? Was I 11? I'm trying to think now.
Yeah, take your time, darling, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sure it was 11. I went came back just after my 11th birthday, back to Scotland, and I was there for 6 weeks, about 6 weeks, 2 months tops. So
it would have been about 1982?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you recall any names of people involved?
I can't remember. I was there for such a short time.
I remember that's one fine.
Of the women's staff, but she was lovely. She was a lovely person. Yeah. I think her name might have been Brenda Lee.
Okay.
But as I said, she was lovely.
But it's other people involved, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Is there any other places you went after then? Like you've had a bad experience?
I went over to, as I said, it was only a short time. Then I went to a home in Pollock Shields.
Pollock?
Pollock Shields.
How are we spelling that, sorry?
So it's Pollock, Pollock, Shields. And I was there for a couple of years, but everything was actually fine there. Everything was okay.
You had no abuse there at all?
No abuse there.
Okay. Yeah, so we don't need to add that one in. And then following that place, is there any other places you've stayed or whatnot where you've had abuse?
No, my mother appeared and got us out of caring. And that's a different story altogether.
I can really imagine. You can't claim for family members.
Yeah,
it has to be, obviously, in care.
Of course.
Okay. So let me just delete that there for you, because you don't need that. All right, save the changes. Okay. So I'm going to go into the statement next, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this is the part that, you know, you might not want to speak about, but it's just to, understand what you went through so we can claim that back for you. Now, the abuse could be anything from emotional abuse, witnessing abuse, physical abuse, obviously sexual abuse. But anything like that, if we can start off with we'll start off with Murdoch Banks. What do you recall in terms of abuse from that place?
Oh, I can remember them. Excuse me. Things like it was like a big old grand house, and if you stepped out of line, you were made to sit in these big stairs for hours upon hours.
Made to sit in the big stairs for hours upon hours. Which is obviously abuse. That is abuse.
Also at times, if you stepped out of line, you didn't get fed.
That's also abuse.
Just if you wet the bed, you get smacked for wetting the bed.
Gotcha, definitely abuse, getting Hitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I can actually remember the matron. One time I'd taken them on my backside. I'd taken an ab press or something, and she used to clean it and dress it. And her son had walked into when she was cleaning it, and I jumped up, even though I was only 4 or 5 years old, and I was shouting, "No, my mum says nobody to see my bum, blah, 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 blah." And she's, and because I was kind of just got to carry on dressing it because her big grown up boy was there, she smacked me so hard that burst, and I actually had to take a cushion to school to sit on.
Good, yeah.
Aye, so that's like always really stuck in my head.
Well, it's going to traumatise you.
Yeah. And just things like when we get a bath on a Sunday night, we were all made to line up naked and basically dunked in and out the water. It was naughty. So it was more, there wasn't any sexual abuse there. It was more mental and physical.
Yeah, it's like being in prison in a sense, isn't it? It's getting treated like you're in prison, like you've done something wrong. At the end of the day, you meant to go in there to be looked after.
Oh yeah, grace before meals, hand up to speak, all that kind of thing, you know. Pretty hard for kids, no?
No, definitely. And I'm guessing this is obviously, like you said, a massive knock-on effect into your now years, but younger years. So I'm going to type that in, okay? So this has...
Yeah, I've got post-traumatic stress due to this.
Absolutely. Have you been diagnosed with anything like that?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
I've spoken to people in the past and that. And even though I seem like I'm coming across folky with you, it's even you're talking to someone through a phone, you can't see them. Now, sometimes I can't do that, talk through phones, but other times it's okay. But when it's face-to-face, I kind of struggle. And I was going to see a psychologist for a while, but then I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I suffer.
We were talking and opening things up, I think I just got up again. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to think about it at the end of the day. Imagine, do you know what I mean? So, I've had counselling for other things and whatnot when I was younger, and I just didn't want to do it after a few sessions. I thought, what's the point?
Really get so you can relate to me, can't you? Yeah, it's hard, but...
Yeah, quite a bit, to be fair. I mean, I suffer anxiety quite bad as well. So I imagine you probably do as well.
Yeah, as we're sitting on the phone here, I'm sitting... My fingers are up, going all over the place, but I'm on a typewriter.
Yeah,
Honestly,
I'm lucky to have a keyboard in front of me to keep me busy, so I completely relate to that. I also have OCD, which is a trigger.
Yeah, I've got that also.
It's not nice, is it, to live with, so I do send my best wishes to Melly. I really do. So just going into Castle Milk, can you explain some experiences from there, please, Alan?
As I said, I was only there 6 weeks, 2 months, and don't know who it was. I know it was a man. And I woke up twice during the night, and he was had his fingers inside me.
Oh my God. Yeah, disgusting.
And I think I was that scared. I kind of opened the eyes slightly, but in the darkness, couldn't make out who it was, but shut the eyes, no thinking.
Yeah, I mean, being so young and not...
Frozen fright, basically. Yeah.
You don't have a clue at that age of what's going on? Really?
No.
Sorry to hear that, honestly. Why is it? But I'm just typing this in, that's why I'm quiet. Okay.
That's right.
Is that more than, did it happen on more than one occasion, Matt?
No, twice that happened. As I said, I was only there a short period, about 6 weeks, 2 months or something. Wasn't there very long.
Okay, well, I'm glad you wasn't there even longer, because obviously it could have got a lot worse and
you
managed to get out of there. And with that, you feel like you probably struggle to trust people now in the future? So.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 55. I'm not in a relationship.
There you go, yeah.
My father's daughter, he's been dead for about 14 years this year. It was terrible, the relationship. Not because he was a bad person or anything. It was me. Insecure,
yeah,
always insecure. Waiting for something to happen. Getting shouted at, getting swore at. Always waiting for something to happen. So all through life, I've never been good in relationships. Even platonic relationships, just with people in general. I'm actually kind of a bit of a loner.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
I mean, just now, believe it or not, I mean, it's an okay day here in Glasgow, and I've not been out the door all day, and I'm actually still in bed. I've not been out of my bed today. And I do that lots of days. It's like, chuck the world away, you know? Just sometimes trying to cope with people, you know?
Exactly, yeah. So sorry, and as well. As I say, we're here to help the best we can, obviously. We know this money that you get for compensation is probably not going to change how you feel and what you've been through. But what it's hopefully going to do is going to give you a bit of something to enjoy your life in a little bit, maybe. You know, like, most people have bills. I mean, I've got bills coming out of my ear holes, so I could pay off some bills, maybe, or I could take, you know, some of my family on holiday, or I could go somewhere I want to go, etc. You can treat yourself safe on this. It's nice to get something, even though it's not going to change anything in a sense. Do you know where I'm coming from with that, yeah?
And a wee bit of Scottish humour here, Glaswegian humour. I get my fuel from British gas, so yeah, definitely.
Funnily enough, my gas is Scottish gas in my house.
It's Scottish gas, actually. They're great. Fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm going to do next is I'm going to make the statement sound a little bit more emotional, a little bit more understandable to the legal team. So that just takes me a minute or two. Okay, so I will pop you on hold for that. Now, in that meantime, don't go anywhere.
No.
What I need you to do? Do you have photo ID, like a driver's license or a passport or anything like that?
I don't. The only thing I've got with my photo on is when the government gives you the bus pass. I've got one of
That's perfect. That would work. So for you to claim, the legal team needs to confirm identity. So to use that, is it called a Saltire card or something like that?
Yeah, Saltire. Saltire.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, so that works. So you can send that over. And also, they do require a proof of address. So basically, a letter that states it in the last
rent or something,
Yeah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is for you, I've sent you a message on WhatsApp saying, hi, it's Nathan. When I put you on hold now, if you could just take some photographs of them documents and send them through on WhatsApp, and then I've got everything that I need to get your claim accepted, okay?
Will do.
Yeah, so Elizabeth, I'm going to pop you on hold while I generate the statement.
Nathan, what? I'm not that good at the phones. I might have to wait till we finish the call, then send it to you on WhatsApp.
That's fine.
So, take the photo, then come from that to WhatsApp to send to you.
Yeah. You might put the phone down by accident, but
don't
worry about it. Right. Okay, so let me pop you on hold for a minute while I complete the statement for you. I'll be back in about 90 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, love, let's bear with you. I won't be long at all.
Okay.
All right, see you in a moment. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, Elizabeth, I'm back again. Thanks for your patience with that, lovely. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there, you okay?
Yep.
Wonderful, okay. So, that's completed. It does take a minute, obviously, because I've got to put a lot more words in there for you. So, that's all done. So, the final piece of the jigsaw is we will send out the document for you to sign, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is just to put you in contact with the legal team, obviously, and get the ball rolling for the compensation. So, let me just check something. Does this come through as a text message?
Yeah.
Yeah. It will also come through as a text message. I know you don't like emails, do you? So we'll send it via a text message for you.
Yeah.
So all you do is you click on the link. You click on the link and then scroll down to a big box. Use your finger like a pen. Do a little signature. It doesn't need to be perfect or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then press the blue button. Okay? That should be with you in a moment. Now, I'm just going to read something out very quickly as well that I've got to read out.
Uh-huh.
So, basically, there's three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme. That's £2,000 paid by the government for legal advice. And then you can instruct ourselves under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Okay?
Yeah, right, I'll just continue with yourself.
Wonderful, I appreciate that. So as I say, the legal team working on an open no-fee basis, the maximum they charge is 20%. So if you've got £100,000, Yeah, you'd get 20, you'd get 80,000. That's hypothetical, obviously, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just having a little bit of an issue here with your address, I think. I'm going to see something. Oh, right, yeah. Your address has disappeared. What's your postcode again?
G5 0 November.
That's it. And what's the door number again? 3202. I found it. There we go. It's saved, actually, strangely. Let's save that. Save. Okay.
Should work now.
And I'll take the photo of my Soul Tire card and my council tax and water thing, you know.
Yeah, I
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. So I'm on a bit of a technical issue there. Let me just get my colleague to sort out. She knows what she's doing. don't know why. Sorry, Elizabeth, it's just running a bit slow.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, should be done any second now. So, you'd actually mentioned your brother, didn't you? Is that right? How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still in contact with your brother?
He really doesn't keep well mentally. So it's a case, he doesn't answer the phone. As I go up, sometimes he might answer the door, other times he might not. So
yeah,
he doesn't keep very well, very sad.
No, okay. Yeah, I understand. I mean, if you ever do speak to him, maybe if you could run it by him and see if he wanted to claim as well, if he's up for it. There might be potential for you to actually help him with it.
Especially
with his mental health conditions and things like that. So leave that question with me and I'll find out what we can do for your brother as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Liz. So, we've sent out the document for you to sign.
Right.
Do you want to try and do it now just whilst we're on the call together so I can talk you through it? It takes like three different steps. It is very, very easy.
Right, has it came through in the text?
It has, yeah. It should say MMA Legal on there.
Right, 2 seconds.
Yeah, of course.
Right, Simon.
So, you okay there, Elizabeth?
Yeah, right, so just in the box, just sign it.
Yeah, so just use it your finger like a pen, do a little signature the best you can. And then when you do that, press the blue button where it says execute document. And that's it. That's all you've got to do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then you let me know when you've done that and I'll check my system.
Yeah, I've done it.
Wonderful. Let me just refresh the page for you. It does take a second to come through. There we go. Yeah, fantastic. That's come through. So that's all completed on that side. As I say, the final pieces of the jigsaw are just your ID and proof of address.
Yeah, I'll do that when I come off the phone. I'll do it straight away.
I appreciate that, darling, honestly. So if you need me for anything, do not hesitate to pop me a message on that WhatsApp and just say, hi, Nathan, can I have a quick chat or ask me a question or whatever it is you want. I'm here to help, okay?
Will do, okay.
Yeah. Now, in the next 10 days, you'll receive a phone call from the legal team. Just asking, you know, like, are you happy to go ahead, things like that as well, okay?
Yep. Okay.
Okay, Liz, so I'll let you go. You have a wonderful evening, okay?
Thank you.
It's been very nice to speak to somebody from Glasgow because of my nana and stuff.
Oh,
like
thank
that.
You.
Yeah. I've got some
enjoy
good blood in there, from me.
Enjoy your rest of the evening.
Cheers, darling. You too.
Right,
thanks, Liz.
Thank you, bye.
See you soon, yeah?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
night. Hang on. Mm-hmm.